It's late afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in the great office building owned by Sue Barclay's uncle...
Yes? Oh, yes, he's waiting. Lieutenant Halverson, Chief.
Oh, look, Mr. Wallace is going in with Suzanne and her mother. Ask him to let us know as soon as she wakes up.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Wallace.
Yes?
Would you mind letting us know as soon as...
Hello, Lieutenant. Yes, I'm in the Wallace building. Mm-hmm. Suzanne Barclay is here. Yeah, me too. No, she hasn't said a word yet. She fainted. The doctor was... Well, she came out of hiding because she thought her mother was killed in an accident when she learned her mother is actually alive. And, well, she fainted. Yeah. No, she's okay. I'll speak to her the moment she wakes up. Now, here's where you come in. If Suzanne gives us the identity of Gus, chances are we can nail him tonight. And since we know she can identify Gus, get your men together and stand by.
In Mr. Wallace's private office, Suzanne's mother sits beside the sleeping girl, smooths her forehead, smiles warmly as her brother enters the room.
Donald.
Oh, yes. How is she?
Asleep. Look at her, Donald.
Yes. Where's the doctor?
In the other room. He's phoning about a patient in the hospital. He said she'd wake up at any time. Donald.
Yes?
You've got to promise me you'll be gentle with her.
Susan.
Promise. I lost her, but now she's back.
Susan, I love her as much as you do.
Oh, she's waiting.
I'll call the doctor.
No, wait. Not yet.
Mommy?
I'm right here, darling.
Hello, Susie.
Uncle Don. Oh, Mother.
Oh, let me hold you, baby.
I didn't want to go away. I thought I'd never see you again.
You're back now. That's the important thing.
Mother, can you ever forgive me?
Of course, dear.
I wanted to tell you I was all right, but I couldn't. I didn't dare. You must have worried so.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You gave us quite a turn, young lady.
Now, please, Donald, don't scold her.
I deserve it. But things happened. So many things. Bad things. I had to go away. I had to hide.
It's all right now. You're back. That's all that matters. In a little while, we'll take you home.
Oh, yes, I want to go home.
Suzanne, Mr. Mason's here. He wants to speak with you.
Donald.
Only for a moment, Susan.
Not now, Donald. In a few days or even tomorrow.
We can't wait, Susan.
What does he want, Uncle Donald?
We think we know why you went away.
Uncle Donald,
Please, Suzanne. We know about Gus.
Oh.
But we don't know his full name, who he is.
I don't want to talk about him.
Donald.
Just tell Mr. Mason who he is, dear. The other questions can wait.
I don't want to see Mr. Mason.
Just for a moment, dear. That's all I...
No, I don't want to.
Donald, you promised.
This really shouldn't wait. All I ask is
I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to see anybody. I want to go home.
You can, dear. Just as soon as
I want to go home now.
See, Donald. She's upset. And why not after what she's been through? Why couldn't you?
Susan, all I ask
You're
is that...
You're asking too much.
I don't have to die, Mother.
Look at her, Donald. She's in no condition to answer questions.
Not questions, Susan, just one.
Even one. It can wait until tomorrow.
Well, it can,
then
but
let it. Let her have one night of peace.
It isn't only her, Susan. There's Mason, too. We have to keep Suzanne's return a secret until Gus is behind bars.
Listen to her, Donald.
Think of Mason, dear. He can't vindicate himself to the public until we announce Suzanne's return. We owe Mason a debt of gratitude we can never repay.
I don't care.
Susan,
I won't have her hounded with questions the first night she's home. Oh, Donald, I am grateful to Mr. Mason. I thank the Lord he brought Suzanne home. But right now,
Mommy, Mason, let me alone. Mason, let me alone.
You see, Donald.
Yes. I don't understand
why... If you break your promise to me, I'll never forgive you. Neither will she.
You aren't being reasonable, Susan.
I don't care. You promised, and I'll never forgive you.
Oh. All right, Susan, all right. I think... Well, never mind. See if you can quiet her. I'll speak to Mason.
It's all right, darling. It's all right. You don't have to see anyone.
Mr. Wallace?
Mr. Mason, Miss Streeter.
Is she awake?
Yes. However, Mr. Mason, before any of us says anything more, I want to say my sister and I are grateful from the bottoms of our hearts. You brought Suzanne back to us. If you've any idea how very, very much we love her, you know how grateful we are. Thank you, Mr. Mason. We're awfully glad she's back with us.
Well, so am I, Mr. Wallace.
I wish it were possible for Suzanne to answer the questions that must be answered. I mean, I wish she felt up to it tonight, but... Well, the child is upset, overwrought. She's had an extremely trying experience.
What?
So please understand, she's in no condition to be questioned tonight.
Well, all I need tonight is Gus's identity. She can answer one...
No, Mason. my sister and I will take Suzanne home and let her sleep in her own bed tonight. After a good night's rest, she'll answer all your questions.
Is she sick?
No, but... Surely you understand, Mason. She's upset. She's nervous.
But Mr. Wallace...
No, wait, Doc. Wallace, if she isn't sick...
She won't be questioned tonight. I don't like to say this, Mason, but if necessary, if you insist, I'll have my physician certify that she isn't up to it.
All right, I won't argue.
Harry...
If you accept my conditions, I want a guard posted in your house and on the grounds outside.
Well, if you think it necessary...
I do.
I don't...
Her life is in danger until Gus is behind bars.
Well, no one knows she's back.
We don't think so. But just to be safe. And one more thing. Now, I can't force you to let me question her. Not tonight. Now, I don't like saying this. But your niece is a material witness in a criminal matter. If necessary, I will get a court order arming me with authority to question her.
Now, Mason...
That's up to you. She will be questioned in the morning. With your permission or without it.
There'll be no difficulty. You have my word. You'll arrange for the guard?
Yes, and that will take some time.
All right, I'll tell my sister. Thanks again, Mason.
Get hold of Paul Drake. Have him meet me downstairs immediately.
All right. Perry, you know it could be, as Mr. Wallace says. Suzanne could be so nervous and upset.
Yes, it could be. But Wallace is bothered. So am I. All right. Phone Paul. I'm going to speak to Halverson.
Meanwhile, many blocks away in the Daily Blade newspaper building, Arch Kerner, editor, is writing an editorial. The editorial concerns Perry Mason, and Arch is having trouble with it.
Marie, is it asking too much of my secretary to... Yeah, I know you're back now, but where have you been? Ring Jake Jacobs at home, will you? Yeah. Wait, I love to wait. I could sit here all afternoon and wait. Yeah. Oh, Jake Arch. Jake, I'm writing the Mason editorial, and I want to ask you something. Are you holding out on me? What do you mean? What do I mean? Mason made a big play to get Sue Barkley to come out of hiding. Apparently she didn't. So now I'm supposed to write an editorial saying Mason's a chump. I'll tell you what's my question. Other guys have said Mason's a chump, but he's got a way of landing on his feet. Yeah. Yeah, but is there any chance that she will come out of hiding? Okay, Jake. Nah, nothing specific, just a crazy idea. I'm only a thick-witted newspaper editor. I sit here in my office and get crazy ideas. Hey, thanks for the help. Yeah, Marie. Who? I don't care who she is. I'm busy. Look, Marie, be a doll and get me some black coffee, huh? And as for that babe waiting to see me, she'll have to wait. Yeah. Look, kid. I'm busy.
Arch Kerner is far from being thick-witted. He's a brilliant newspaper man. And right now, his keen instinct warns him something's wrong. Arch Kerner has never seen the girl waiting in his outer office. But he's going to. And when he does, there'll be dramatic and surprising results, as we'll learn tomorrow. So you'll join us, won't you?